escaping us.
Nesiv Shalom. Reish Ayin Tes. Hina Metzinu Chazal. And we find a Chazal. Al Apostu Ki Al Pi Advonu Ma'ilo Kerati Yitcha Bris Ves Yisrael. On the Apostu that says that according to these words, I have made a covenant with you and Yisrael. Hashem made a covenant with us due to the matters that were due to the oral Torah. It seems from here that the main covenant between Hashem and Yisrael is through the oral Torah. Included in the oral Torah is everything that the Chachmei HaTorah will be machadish, everything that they will how do you say machadish in English? How do you say machadish in English?
Original idea?
Well, no.
Innovate?
Novella. The novellas.
Innovate.
That's Latin.
Novella.
I think it says Latin.
It's a Mexican
song. Innovate?
Innovate, yes.
In every language,
yes. I feel the Masha Talmud Vasi Gosa, the Chadash name of the Masha Messina, because I'll say anything that a Talmud innovates in Torah was said to Masha Rabbeinu on Arsina. Yesh Bezah Oid Yisrael in all the Indian Torah Shabbat. And Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral Torah, has another advantage over the written Torah. Shabbat Nichris Abishul Adon Shabbat Peh Daikin. That the covenant was made specifically because of the oral Torah. Why is this? Mefarashatam, the reason for the Tanchuma Mefarashatam, and the Medrash explains the reason for this. Because in order to understand the oral Torah, it requires much toil. Unlike the written Torah, it does not require that much toil to understand. But there's another point that we need to bring out over here, and that is that when Rabbi Yochanan says this, Rabbi Yochanan mentions that the covenant was made because of the oral things. He doesn't say the oral Torah. Devarim Shebal Peh, because of the oral things, or the oral words. Doesn't say because of Torah Shabbat. What does that mean? Out of the Daik, we say, "Oy, that'll be the Varein Wanah." So we can. It says the Nesiv Shalom that Rabbi Yochanan is trying to bring out another point. In a Yisub a Medrash, because the Medrash says, "Al Apostik by Davar that Kim is called one of my Elohim." By Kabbalah Torah, it says that Hashem said all of these words, same word Advar, all of these words, saying, "I'm going to be a Tzok." Everything that the prophets would eventually prophesy in every generation, Bnei Yisrael already had received that at Har Sinai. Not only what the prophets were going to prophesy, also the chachamim that will rise in every generation. Each and every one of those chachamim received his portion in Har Sinai. Cool. The Rishalmi that was mentioned before, Rishalmi Yachafil Masha Talmud Vosik, also the Chadish that made Rabbi Nevada Masha Sinai. Even anything that a student is going to innovate in front of his Rebbe was also set to Masha Rabbi in Har Sinai. He's born Al Pi Amoshla Nizkir. This can be understood according to the marshal that he mentioned last week.
What was that?
That's everybody's memory here. The muscle was that a king sent his son to a distant province in his kingdom in order that there was a very distant province that was so distant that the enemies of the king were able to make for themselves a foothold over there. So the king sent his son to publicize his kingdom in that area in order to get rid of the uprising. So the king said to his son that he would constantly be in touch with him through letters and through secret messages, and if he's ever in a danger, the king will send him. Guards to watch over him. So that was the nimshal was that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent us because Hashem wants to have a dir b'tachtonim, to have a dwelling place among the low, which is here in this world, is the world where there's sitra achra, has a foothold. By us being in constant contact with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, where we are guarded from all evil.
Whatever that means.
So, Ki Be'eish Ben HaMelech Nishlach Mechah Kim Shem Rolo HaMelech. So when this prince is sent away to a distant place, the king watches over him. And according to the necessity, the king sends guards to watch over him. So also, this is the way we are to understand these new innovations of the prophets and the Chachmei HaTorah in every generation. V'hainu, meaning, Shemavad HaTorah Shebuksav HaMitzvah Shem Eitzus Nitzchi Yisaych L'chazik HaDvegus Shemei Kodshurich V'Yisrael. Besides the Torah, the written Torah and the mitzvahs that are eternal tactics, how to strengthen one's connection between themselves and Hashem. Along with this, there were things that were given over to Moshe on Har Sinai orally. There were matters that were given over orally. Spiritual powers that will descend to the world in every generation according to the need. Such as if Israel will be in a spiritual danger, through the overpowering effect of the sitra achra and the tumah, and at that point, new innovations of Torah will come about through the chachamim in that generation, and these are matters that are already accepted from Har Sinai. And this will give Bnei Yisrael the supernal power to be able to overcome and to strengthen their stand with their kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant with Bnei Yisrael because of these oral matters. These are the matters that are innovated through the Chachmei HaTorah, which is the observance of this covenant and the connection between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and his nation B'yos and Vedas Tivas Talmudas, while they are in this in this land of while we're here on earth.
So doesn't it still sound like we're talking about Torah, Torah Shebal Peh? And yet the words that we used were different.
It's not, well, the Torah Shebal, yeah, I mean, you could refer to everything the Chacham would say in every generation as Torah Shebal Peh. I mean, he's emphasizing is the matters that the Chacham decree in every generation that are not written in Mishnayos or Gemara.
It's always a problem with a conservative system where you have a point of revelation. What do you do with Kiddushim? That's what everyone's struggling with. But what he's doing is extending the notion of Torah Shebal Peh in terms of Halakha to Dveikus and Kedusha, and he's saying that what the Chachomim of your generation are going to tell you in the future has already the stamp of Kedusha and Dveikus from Sinai. So it's an extension of the legal theory of the authority of Chachomim to be paskening shailas.
Right, but I think
extending it to Kedusha.
Right, meaning that the Divrei Torah that are given over to from Divrei Torah that are given over to each kehillah due to the level and the necessity of the kehillah and the level that they're holding. Through their Rav or through their Rebbe or whatever it is, through their Rosh Hashiva, meaning the guidance, the spiritual guidance that each and every Kehillah is getting, is what was given out of Sinai.
Why is it necessary to make this point instead of saying that Hashem, who creates the world every instant and is still around and still cares for us, can give us a new something that wasn't there. It wasn't at Sinai because
true
it wasn't necessary in those days.
Who's the medium of that?
Well, I don't know, but before we even get to that point, to the point of this seems to be excluding that possibility.
Yes.
Because we've been burned too often by that in our history. Well, not the Sheker, anyone can claim that.
Well, anyone can claim that this new thing that I'm saying that you've never heard of before, that this was really at Sinai. If you're going to claim something, you can claim the one just as easily as the other.
What he's emphasizing here is the covenant. There was a covenant that was made that is the upon which stands the connection of Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. This is a covenant that took place at Sinai. And what he's saying is that the matters that arise in each generation and the guidance that is given over to each generation through their Chachamim or through their Avanim, he's saying that the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is dependent on that as well. And if it would be just a new thing, so you know what? I think that today I'm not going to listen to what my Rav has to say. I'm fine with everything that's written in the Torah, in the Chumash, in the Shulchan Aruch. But this is not for me.
People have said that.
What?
I said yes.
Yeah. So, what he's being a machadish over here is that when you said Nasa and Ishma, that was included too.
Say what?
When you said Nasa and Ishma,
at Har Sinai.
At Har Sinai.
Right.
What?
It was included that I would say I'm not going to listen to my Rav anymore.
No. You should listen. So you're bound. Okay. What he's saying is you're bound to what is being said. So if it's something new,
But anyone can say in Nigla, right, that the authority of the rabbinic tradition stems from Har Sinai. That's the Gemara. But this is a Hasidic text. He's extending that from the halachic realm to the mystical realm. that you can feel refuge, that whatever your Rebbe is telling you in your generation is Torah's Moshe Tzemes Al Tzveikus. I think that's the Chiddush here.
Right. True. Right, so what Dr. Unger is emphasizing is this is the concept that, since we spoke about Shal Shulis yesterday, each mitzvah, all the mitzvahs, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, they're all tactics of how to achieve Dveikus B'Hashem. So, again, one would think that this is something that is only what's written in the text. Only those can achieve that end. What he's saying here is that everything that since it says that by our Sinai that this is what is going to form the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, so everything that was given at Sinai forms that connection. And the Chiddush is that this is also everything that you're going to hear is in all generations it was given to Moshe from Sinai, so that also can form that connection. And this is what we find in the Shlach HaKadosh. Shlach HaKadosh explains why we say in the bracha Noisein HaTorah, that Hashem gives the Torah. We say it in a present term. Instead of Nosan HaTorah, that Hashem gave the Torah, we say Hashem gives the Torah. Shlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adayin Noisein HaTorah Ben Hamafsik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still giving the Torah. It has never been interrupted. Kabbalah's Torah still goes on.
Beer and Torah.
So it says in the pasuk by Kabbalah's Torah, it says Koil God of Lo Yosef. It was a tremendous sound. According to one shot, Lo Yosef means it never stopped. Rashi, the uncle says Lo Pasuk, and it never stopped. So that coil is still emanating from Har Sinai.
So there are new things.
What?
So there are new things.
No.
It's
just not stopped.
Right, Hashem is eternal. So
it's just
everything
not
that
stopped.
He said is still emanating from Har Sinai. He's not bound by time.
Does that mean a chiddush isn't really a chiddush though? It's just a
feeling of all the stuff in the white.
He's only bound by time when it's in Switzerland.
My father says on the Baal Shem Tov, he has a series on the Baal Shem Tov in his Talmidim. So he says that the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov is not something new. He's just bringing it back to what it used to be. I once said on Rosh Hashanah that we say the bracha before we blow shofar. We say the bracha of the Shmoya Kol Shofar. Hashem Yishanu b'Metzoyis v'Tzivanu. Hashem sanctified us with His mitzvahs, and He commanded us the Shmoya to hear the voice of the shofar. We don't say the Tkaya shofar. They commanded us to blow shofar. It says by Matan Torah that there was the shofar blew, that there was a kol shofar, which was that sound that as the Medrash says that inserted the Torah into our hearts. And on that, the pasuk says kol gadol Yosef, that coil still goes on. It's just that we're so magushim that we don't hear that coil. And on Rosh Hashanah, when we're supposed to refine ourselves, the mitzvah is the Shmaya Koil Shofar. The mitzvah is to hear the koil of that shofar. That's the mitzvah.
So the shofar we blow just gets us access
right,
to the real
right.
voice of that shofar.
And I think that's the shofar of Mashiach is also the same thing. Shavuot Mashiach is the one when we'll all be able to hear that call.
All able to hear what?
That call is Shofar of Har Sinai.
The call Shofar of Har Sinai is still echoing. It's just so soft that you can't hear it. It's not fully audible. It's still going.
But it's due to
it'll reamplify.
Due to there's a chesaron in the makabel in us. If we could only refine ourselves, we'd be able to hear that call.
The receiver.
Too much children.
So the flip of that everything derives from what was said at Sinai is if something can't be fit in with that, then it doesn't derive from Sinai. Something that's brand new, all of a sudden there's some new God or something like
right,
that.
Right, that or something that contradicts
that contradicts, can't be reconciled with it. So that...
You can't reform Judaism.
Or reconstruct it.
Or modernize it. All done is that. Well, okay. The explanation of this is al pi'an nemar es advon mo eile dibir Hashem o kol kahalchem bahar mitoich ha'esh ha'onam v'arof ol oh here it is video kol gozom lo yosa the Pasuk says these words Hashem spoke to your entire congregation on the mountain within the fire and the cloud, a great sound lo yosa. But the Shrashi Rashi says I'm talking minimum like Pasak, and the uncle says like Pasak that Koyle got all this great sound never stopped. Because this sound of Har Sinai is strong and is eternal. The Rashi says Rashi another pshat leyosav means lehoisif, means that it stopped, that it did not continue. So there's contradicting. Explanations of interpretations of the pasuk. Either it means it never stopped or it means that it didn't continue. Kosav. So the Shla HaKadosh says, Shiesh b'zeh soid kamus, that there is a hidden secret. And both of the interpretations are true. Inyam v'loy Yosav v'loy Hosif. When it says that it did not continue, humitzus the rabbanu tadish malpeh, that is a reference to the rabbinic mitzvahs, the oral Torah, shadayin leinitzavu azman pi agvura, that was not given then, from at the time, was not commanded at that time from Hashem. Ve'inyan v'leip. So that means, so that's when it says v'loy hoisif, that it did not continue. By meaning that all the mitzvahs derabbanon were not given at that time. Then v'loy pasak, when it says that it didn't stop, perish, meaning sh'av zele pasak ma'kalahu. It means to say that, but those mitzvahs derabbanon are also part of that sound. Meaning it is separate, yet connected.
Not that they were given then.
What?
Not that they
weren't
given
commanded
them
at that
comes.
Time. They weren't given at that time. However, when they did come, it was a continuation of a couple of times.
Like a book on the shelf until you pull it down. It's been sitting up there for years, and I'm going to pull it down and read it for the first time.
Okay.
Well, no, no.
Yeah. No. It's already been there.
No, that's not what it's saying. Because if it was there, then it was given then, and now it's just... This is saying that it wasn't actually said, it wasn't commanded then,
no.
But when it comes later on, when it's written,
no, it was given.
It's still attached to that process. No?
Not sure.
Talking about the...
I like this.
It's just really good. Awesome. You spoke about yesterday the two mitzvahs were given aloud, and they were listed 2, the 11, and the 603.
2, 8, 2, 8, 603.
So, after the two, which we heard directly from Hashem, we couldn't hear directly from him. We had to hear through Moshe. So was it that the voice that did Hashem put that barrier in place for us not to be able to hear it?
Yeah.
I'm relating to this concept that we couldn't hear the shofar. Has Hashem put that in place, or have we put that in place?
Well, it could be that it was that time when we said we can't hear any longer. That is so. We actually asked that it be put in place. We find that the Bnei Yisrael were actually reprimanded for doing that.
How were we reprimanded?
Meirah Hashem says that we should have assisted on continuing to hear. Because included in that sound of Har Sinai was in the potential of that sound was the Torah for each and every generation. But the time had not yet come for it to come out from potential into actuality.
Potential and actuality, that's what he meant.
So who said that? Him or you? Who said that?
He said the book's on the shelf. He said right, it's just that.
Yeah. Right. We're both trying to get at it, and then it says it clearly.
Well, there's space on the shelf. We don't see the book, and the book comes there, and then we pull it off.
Shatolui lefi madregos neshamasam shebuchol davidai, because it is dependent on the levels of the neshama of each and every generation. Because then, at that time, the Chachamim continued to awaken this potential that came from above. The poil b'zman of Yitzchak, and it comes out into actuality in its proper time. It's not that the Chachamim innovated something out of their own knowledge. It's just that their mind becomes aligned with this supernal knowledge. And their neshama that was standing at Har Sinai, because all the neshamas were at that. We're at Har Sinai, so it lies with that same potential lies within the neshamas of every yid. The kibbutz came. Shemitzad b'chinas neshmasam v'doyram. Oz ha'davar ahu misukin mekubal huma piyagvura. And what the Bnei Yisrael accepted was this potential that when the appropriate time comes, it will be as if we accept. It will be accepted from Hashem Himself. The remez l'davar, and a remez for this is that midrabanan. The words midrabanan, the word midrabanan, which means from the rabanan, gematria is the same numerical value as mepi agvura, which means from Hashem Himself.
That's gonna come out in the drush sometime in the future, right?
Yeah. I like doing my own things.
But they're not your own things.
That's right.
Sorry. Okay.
Tapping into my.
You like? You go to the bookcase if it's there.
Midrabanan. You have to define which rabbanan those are.